So today, the Uniting Church in Australia celebrates Intercultural Neighboring Sunday. So every third Sunday of July, it is Intercultural Neighboring Sunday in Uniting Church. That's today. We come from many places, many tongues, many stories, and many journeys. Some of us grew up here. Who's grew up here? Babe? Only one? Okay. Some of us arrived from far away, from England, German, Philippines, and Korea. But today, we remember we are one body and every member belongs. Jesus tells a story about a farmer who plants good seed. But while everyone sleeps, an enemy comes and plants weeds among the wheat. When the workers see the weeds, they want to pull them out right away. But the farmer says, "Wait, let them grow together until harvest. If you pull the weeds now, you might pull up the good wheat too." This is an important story for us today. Jesus is honest. He does not pretend that everything in the field is good. There really is a difference between wheat and weeds, between what gives life and what harms life. Racism, exclusion, and hatred are weeds. They are not just differences. We should celebrate. Naming what is harmful is part of caring for the field well. But here is the hard part. Jesus tells the workers to wait. So why? Because human hands in a hurry can tear out the wrong things. Throughout history, the church has sometimes tried to do God's harvesting itself, judging people, pushing people out, deciding who belongs and who doesn't. And often, in that hurry, good wheat was torn up along with the weeds. So what do we do while we wait? We do not sit back and do nothing. We name injustice clearly. We resist hatred. We refuse to treat any person as less than human. But we leave the final judgment to God, because only God sees the whole heart, and only God can judge rightly. So our job now is to tend the field, to protect the wheat, and to trust that God's harvest, full justice, full healing is coming. So now let's have a look at Romans 8:12-25. Apostle Paul writes that we are not slaves anymore, but children of God. The Spirit inside us calls out Abba, Father, a word of deep trust and closeness. This Spirit does not care what language we speak first. God's Spirit can read every human heart, in every heart, language, in every culture. But Paul also says something surprising. The whole creation groans like a woman in labor, waiting for something new to be born. Creation groans under the weight of injustice, colonization, violence, broken relationships, damage to the earth. And when one part of the body of Christ suffers, the whole body groans with it. We cannot say, that is someone else's pain, not mine. If a sister or a brother suffers because of racism or exclusion, that pain belongs to all of us. This is what real worship looks like. Not running away from the world's pain and also not pretending we can fix everything by ourselves. True worship means the whole body laying down its idols. The idol of it's all about me. The idol of my culture is the only right way. The idol of I don't need anyone else. We lay this down and we stand together before the one true God. And here is the good news that holds it all together. If God is for us, for all of us, then nothing can separate us from God's love. Not hardship, not distance, not difference. God gave the Son in love for everyone, so we have no right to be against anyone. So picture the body of Christ, many parts, one life. No member stands alone. No member is unnecessary. God invites each of us to take our place and to make room for every other person to take theirs, so the whole body can grow strong in love. This happens in many places, around in a fellowship couple after the service, or community lunch, or in the park, by the campfire, in the church camp, under the shade of a tree. Wherever we gather, wherever we listen to one another, wherever we let ourselves be changed by each other, that ordinary ground becomes holy ground. That is what intercultural neighboring Sunday means. Not just tolerating our neighbor, but truly belonging together as one body in Christ. So today, let us ask ourselves, where do I see the weeds of exclusion growing near me? Where do I see with signs of justice and welcome growing too? And how can I, this week, make a little more room for someone different from me, so the whole body can be built up in love? Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for calling us into one body with many members. Forgive us when we forget that every person belongs. Give us patience to wait for your justice and courage to resist hatred now. Spirit, groan with us in our pain and fill us with hope for what is coming. Help us make room for our neighbors wherever we gather. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.